to leave that church I love, that doctor's office into which I've come. I'm willing, Lord, to leave my professorship at thy command and take my place on that front seat and cross the world to these lands. Oh, didn't you feel the thrill of that couple going to Vietnam? Vietnam, where G.I. Joe may die and where many, many Vietnamese are dying. And here goes a lovely couple to say, we believe the gospel and we're going. And what about these furloughing missionaries like Herman Hayes and Bill Robertson and their lovely wives who've been there and they've seen it from the beginning and they're saying, we're going back, we're going back, we're going back to do the will of God no matter what it costs us. My dear friends, this is for you and this is for me. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. What wilt thou have me to do? Since being here, I've been on a long-distance call to Birmingham, Alabama, with Dr. Martha Gilliland. You know McKinley Gilliland, great, wonderful missionary of Nigeria, lying in the university hospital tonight with a brain tumor, malignant, that they can't remove. McKinley's about my age, maybe a year or two younger. I knew him as a serviceman in China, and now he lies yonder, and he's going to die, I'm confident, unless God works a miracle. But oh, what a wonderful peace there is that they walked in the way of the will of God, the will of God for them. My friend, that's your time and mine. Dr. Truett speaks to me with records I have of his preaching, and here's what he says to my heart over and again. Success, success, what is success? Doing the will of God is success. Not climbing into some high post, not building a church a bit larger, or a building more luxuriant, or an organization more intricate, or things you can number in greater sums, but doing the will of God, doing the will of God. Do you know inside you're doing it? Then let's pray. Would you bow your heads a moment? Would you frame your own prayer for a minute? Maybe you're like all the rest of us. You ought to confess some sins to the Lord. And maybe tonight we ought to say to him, Master, speak. Hear to my Lord, send me. I'm not going to call you down to the front tonight, but I'm giving an invitation right now. And that invitation right now is that you reach up to your Lord and you say to him, Master, I'll do anything you want me to do. I'll leave this church I love. I'll leave this job I have. I'll go out anywhere you want me to go just so you make it plain. And I'm asking you to do that tonight, to say to your Lord tonight, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And if he speaks to you, I want to urge you to seek out one of these personnel secretaries, if possible, before you leave here. If not, write a letter to us at the Foreign Mission Board and tell us you stand ready to go in Jesus' train. Let's pray. Now, Lord, oh Lord, may the Holy Spirit of God take this tonight, and whatever is from God wilt thou use. Speak to our hearts, Master. We do believe in our souls there are people here in this audience who in just a little while ought to be among these missionaries, not looking to their children alone, but they themselves standing here to say, Master, here am I, send me. And oh Lord, set this great array of thy people to go back to their homes and look at the potential in the community, in the church where they are, and be able to say, Master, at thy voice, show me how to make this a lighthouse, not only for this community, but for the whole wide world. And by giving and by praying and by doing and by loving, Lord, let us show the world that Jesus is the Savior. Help us, Lord. Bring about these 5,000 missionaries. Thank you, Lord. You're going to do wonders. Thank you, Lord. Thou art blessed these people called Southern Baptists. Thank you, Lord, you'll bring the missionaries. Thank you, Lord, you'll send the light. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen. I want you to keep your seat, please. In a moment, we're going to sing Forward Through the Ages. And you're going to see these missionaries file off this platform and go down these aisles and stand back here in the back. And when we're dismissed in a little bit after you've had the closing part of this service led by the convention president, they'll be back there waiting, and some of you will want to meet them and greet them. And they're going to file back here. When you start doing it just now, missionaries, go on back so won't lose any time. And they'll be filing back, and you'll see them in the back of the auditorium as we're going to sing Forward Through the Ages. All right, Brother Till, let's sing. And you'll please remain seated, nobody in the aisles and nobody moving, and we'll appreciate this more than we can possibly tell you. It'll take just a moment as you see these servants of God moving out for the Lord Jesus. All right.
Yeah. I believe we're saying it in our hearts. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. The matter before us is that of balloting upon the two whose names were brought to you a little earlier today for the office of vice president. Two laymen, Gregory Walcott of California, Owen Cooper of Mississippi. After you have balloted, do not leave your seat. Do not move at all. When we are through with our balloting, we are going to have our benediction. We will leave here in a quiet and orderly way, and you will have opportunity to meet these wonderful missionaries who are at the rear of the auditorium.
Brother President, before we ballot, and while you're balloting, rather, write on ballot 8, Walcott or Cooper. And now we need 10 volunteers to help the tellers. 10 volunteers, men, immediately to my left. And I have seen that you are volunteering, 10 or 12 of you up there. You will go to room 19, just on your level, along with the others who are tellers. And the ushers are receiving the ballots now. And they will have them in 60 seconds from all over the room. Messengers only, on your honor, as Christians, as members of a convention such as this, one ballot to each bona fide messenger appointed by your church within the provisions of the bylaws of our fundamental document. I believe that the ushers have practically all of the ballots, and they will take them to room 19 as the tellers go, along with the 10 who volunteered here to my left, 10 or 12, with those who were appointed. Thank you, Brother President. Miss Norwood, WMU Secretary of Maryland, requests that the ladies of the Maryland WMU meet her in room G on a very important matter immediately upon adjournment.
The closing session tomorrow morning, beginning at 9 o'clock. And as the climax of the convention, the message by Dr. Billy Graham. We pause a moment for the tellers to gather these ballots. Any ballots that have not been collected, still a few. I want to thank you for your wonderful spirit and cooperation in making this service what it has been. Your presence in the first place, both messengers and visitors, and for all that you have done to contribute to it for the glory of God. I think that we have the ballots collected. Is this so? Call upon Bruce H. Price of Virginia. Come now and lead us in our benediction as we stand together.
Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful unto Thee for this high hour of inspiration and of blessings. And especially, our Father, we express our gratitude unto Thee for these new missionaries who have gone or who are ready to go into open doors in His name and by His Spirit to the ends of the earth. And we pray, our Father, that we who remain here at home may hold the ropes by offering our prayers, by giving our money, and presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. For we ask and we pray in the blessed and holy name of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Right in here.
Thank you.
is the time for all men to come to the aid. Okay, say they can trim it now. Cut it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. are grateful to the Baylor
Freshman a cappella choir from Baylor University, Waco, Texas, Dr. Ewell Porter, their director, for the music that you've just listened to, and I'd like for them to stand at this time once more, would you? I think it'd be all right if you'd like to give them a hand. And their director, Dr. Porter, thank you, you may be seated, did not stand then, did he? I couldn't see him. Were you standing? Well, fine. We appreciate you coming. And now coming to the platform, I'd like to introduce to you the Baptist Hour Choir under the direction of Miss Joanne Shelton. Miss Loane Bushman is their accompanist. I know you'll be blessed by their singing at this time.
Thank you.
the people said, amen. Thank you, Joanne Shelton and the Baptist Hour Choir. Would you join with us now as we sing hymn number 11? Hymn number 11, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. Hymn number 11, both of the stanzas listed there, and may we stand as we sing. Choir remains seated. Thank you. You may be seated.